This comes as legalized gambling has surged in popularity, but federal prosecutor Joseph Nocella said today,
the sports books themselves are victims in this case. They themselves did not, as far as our investigation has concluded, they did not perpetrate anything unlawful.
Billups and Rozier are on leave. President Trump said he is not sending federal troops to San Francisco this weekend after he spoke with the city's mayor. American ranchers say they aren't happy. The president's committed to buy more beef from Argentina. The White House says the president wants to increase supply to lower prices, and the Senate did not advance a bill that would have paid some federal workers during the shutdown. This is ABC News. Illinois lawmaker Darren Bailey, running for governor next year as a Republican, announced today his son, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren were killed in a Montana helicopter crash Wednesday. Governor J.B. Pritzker expressed his condolences today in Chicago, saying it's not a time for politics.
I cannot imagine losing a child, losing two grandchildren, and what they must be going through.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams dropped out of the race after he was beaten in the primary by Zoran Mamdani. Today, he endorsed another candidate.
I'm fighting for the family of New York. That's why I'm here today, to endorse Andrew Cuomo to be part of this fight.
In a response, Zoran Mamdani tied both Adams and Cuomo to President Trump. And remember Clippy from Microsoft Office? Today, Microsoft announced his successor, Miko, a floating cartoon face. Unlike Clippy, Miko can be turned off. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Green Bay leaders are speaking out after someone put up wanted posters with their names and photos around the city. Congressman Tony Weed joined City Alders Jennifer Grant and Melinda Eck condemning what he called violent rhetoric.
When they call us Nazis, fascists, criminals, or threats to democracy, it is a calling card for deranged individuals to commit violent acts.
The posters featured all three elected officials saying they were wanted because of their stances on various political issues, including LGBTQ plus rights. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich also issued a statement calling the behavior stupid and dangerous. He wasn't on the posters, but he said he and his family have also gotten threats. Genrich said there's no place in political discourse for this kind of behavior. Green Bay police say they're still working to find out who is responsible for the posters, which do violate a city ordinance. Local law enforcement is reminding folks that human trafficking doesn't just happen in big cities. Seven men, including two from Green Bay, are charged with the crime in the UP. Dickinson County Sheriff's deputies made the arrest last week after a sting operation involving several law enforcement agencies. David Bailey and Joseph Peters, both from Green Bay, are among the seven men facing felony charges related to the sexual abuse of a child and other charges. Authorities are reminding parents that traffickers use everyday online platforms, messaging apps, and social media to target their victims. The proposed cell phone ban in schools is waiting for the governor. As WGBW News first told you about earlier this month, Wisconsin lawmakers have a bill that would take cell phones out of classrooms. The plan would require every school district to ban students from using phones, tablets, and gaming devices during class. Some Democrats are against the bill, saying it could make lockdowns more dangerous. The measure passed the Senate 29-4 and now heads to the governor's desk. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks lose Porter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Micah Parsons, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Mostly clear and frosty tonight with a low in the low 30s. Freeze warning issued. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer, a high right around 50. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. It's 46 right now.
News and timeless hits. Good afternoon, Eric Westfall here. It's 97.9 with Jefferson Airplane.
And the truth is found to be lies. And all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody?
Somebody to love, love, love. they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Baby loves love, and she's got what it takes. takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. She's the only one. Make me feel so good. Can't believe my love, so I'm not gone.
The White Plains, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Hey, this is a cool program happening at the Building for Kids Children's Museum in Appleton. They're having a Children's Wisconsin Free Night. That is tomorrow from 5 until 7. Basically, they're going to transform it into a teddy bear urgent care during a free night hosted by Children's Wisconsin. Kids can bring in their teddy bear or stuffed animals for a checkup. Yeah. Engage in themed activities. Get a free evening of play in the museum. Each child will also receive a free teddy bear keychain, and their stuffed friends will get a sticker for being a brave, you know, little brave patient there during their visit. This is free for all families. No pre-registration is required. You can find this on our community calendar at wgbw.fm.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat. So then I dropped it in the mailbox, and
I sent a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself.
Love the Mamas and the Papas, local news and timeless hits. You'll find them both on 97.9 with the Dave Clark 5.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
She would wait and wait.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. The measles outbreak in Oconto County is officially over. That's according to the State Department of Health Services. There have been no new cases of measles for more than a month. Health officials say that's two incubation periods or 42 days. That's the threshold that marks the end of an outbreak. All of the state's 36 confirmed cases of measles were located in Oconto County and happened to people who were not vaccinated. Two were hospitalized. The outbreak began after someone traveling out of state was exposed to measles. Wisconsin has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country. As of Monday, health workers say they don't expect to report any further measles cases. Former Packers kicker Mason Crosby had a little fun with his Packers field goal record being broken. In an example of good sportsmanship, Crosby took to Instagram to congratulate Packers kicker Luka Havrasek, whose 61-yard boot last week set a new Packers record for longest field goal. That knocked out Crosby's 58-yard record from way back in 2011. Hearings are being held today to talk about allegations of widespread sexual misconduct by school staff in Wisconsin. State Representative Amanda Nadweski led the session. She invited the state superintendent to explain why so many cases were kept secret. She didn't show up, however, and instead went to Indiana to accept an award. A report from the Capital Times said that the Department of Public Instruction concealed widespread sexual misconduct by educators from the public. Nadweski says she plans to propose new laws to criminalize what she calls grooming, tighten rules about student-teacher communication, and close loopholes. DPI Superintendent Underley did put up a social media video saying that the reporting from the Capital Times is incorrect and she's demanded a retraction. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Mostly clear and frosty tonight with a low in the low 30s. Freeze warning issued. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer, a high right around 50. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. It's 46 right now.
Slim in the week,
bang a gong if that workday's done. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Walk away, Renee. It's Left Bank.
Bring that meeting.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I don't advise dancing in the street. Good way to get hit by a car.
Sweet music.
The Shy Lights, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. Might be a good weekend to head up to Sturgeon Bay, either Saturday or Sunday, for the Fall Art Crawl. 30-plus artists from all over Sturgeon Bay will be opening up their galleries. Some of them don't have regular hours in that, so this is during these art crawls are like the only time you can actually check it out. So this is happening on Saturday and Sunday, I believe 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you want to check it out, sturgeonbayartcrawl.com. Again, sturgeonbayartcrawl.com. And go support local artists.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WGBW.FM and click events. You're welcome.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Timeless hits 97.9 WGBW with the Vogues. You're the one.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby,
joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
And timeless hits 97.9 WGBW. We're standing in the shadows of ABC News. It's up after the four tops.
Sure. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Photos show that the east wing of the White House has been completely demolished as part of President Trump's plan to build a new ballroom. The White House says the president and private donors are paying for that $300 million project. Responding to more questions about it, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said,
"The president has been incredibly transparent. I would reject any notion otherwise when it comes to this ballroom project."